The idea of a private company running a public school once seemed far-fetched, but many big city districts have grown frustrated with years, even decades, of failure at their worst schools, and charter school laws have opened the door to private companies. New York City is considering this week whether to turn 5 schools over to the largest of the school management firms, Edison Schools. The company runs 113 schools, including several in the Detroit area. As Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET in Detroit reports, the company has earned mixed reviews.
A classroom full of children play math games at a school in the Detroit suburb of Ferndale. They're second graders intent on figuring out the problems laid out before them.
Watch. 7 + 4 is what? Subtract. You found it. Good.
The classroom visit is part of a tour of the Edison Oakland Academy given by Principal Jody Smith. This public school is run by a private company, the New York-based Edison Schools. The management firm's goals are to improve student achievement while returning profits to investors. Michigan has 27 Edison schools, more than any other state. That's in part because of its charter school law, which allows universities, groups of parents, and even private companies to run public schools and receive funding for them. Principal Smith says her school, which opened a year and a half ago, has an advantage over traditional public schools because of the Edison company's focus on technology.
All families from who have students in grades 3 through 8 come for a technology training, and then after they complete that training, they take home a computer, and they keep that computer for the life or the time that the child is with us enrolled at our school.
Edison schools have a longer school day and an extended school year. Smith says the company also uses a proven curriculum while providing money for research and development of new teaching ideas. Company officials say they can be more successful because they focus on technology and research, something most public schools don't have the money for. One person who should know is Deborah McGriff. She's a former superintendent of the Detroit Public Schools, who is now Edison's director of teacher colleges.
It's very, very difficult for local school districts to have real accountability. It's difficult for them to take a piece of the operating budget and provide that money for research and development, because so much of the money is tied up in operating schools.
But some experts say the profits Edison managers talk about aren't materializing. Alex Molnar is a professor at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. He says Edison and similar companies aren't making money and aren't making much academic headway either.
They do not offer educational programs that in any way distinguish themselves from programs that are readily available in public school systems. And their academic performance is spotty, to say the least.
Molnar says, so far, Edison hasn't shown that it can operate better than an average school district of the same size.
So it doesn't represent a benefit to the public in terms of the amount of money spent. It doesn't represent a benefit to the public in terms of the academic performance produced. What it has served as, quite effectively, it appears, is it's provided an enormous amount of money to the management principals in the Edison Corporation.
Edison schools have been in Michigan since opening 2 suburban Detroit schools in 1995. Just last year, Edison took over the management of the entire Inkster District and its 4 schools. But even with the company's growth in the region, there's still a lack of consensus on how well the schools are meeting their goals. Company officials say test scores are up, but a recent study by Western Michigan University researchers and the National Education Association is more critical. The research shows that Edison schools are no more successful in raising achievement than other schools in the districts. While the jury on student performance is still out, Principal Jody Smith says critics have placed too much attention on the financial aspect of Edison schools, but she says making money off of students is nothing new.
For-profit has been going on in public schools for a long time. Textbooks. Let's talk about textbook companies. How do textbook companies make a profit? It's off of students.
Educators, parents, and Wall Street investors are watching closely to see how the Edison schools perform. This week, parents at 5 New York City schools are voting on whether to allow the company to take over, and Edison has hopes of expanding into many other districts. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.